Shauntay Warren, a police officer with the Philadelphia Police Department serving Mantua.
I know where I came from. I know who I am. That's never going to change. I'm Sean from 38th and Folsom, Mantua, the bottom. I'm Sean, a lieutenant in the Philadelphia Police Department. Sometimes I see myself standing still with the two communities in front of me. On my right shoulder, I have the black flag for my people. And on my left, the flag of the police. Both flags are unfurled and blowing in the wind. I stand at the crossroads, a black man, a police officer, the peacemaker. Chalk games on sidewalks, Saturday cartoons, falling rain shaping popsicle sticks, double dutch, block parties going from day to night, wrestling matches, the undefeated comfort of grandma's fried chicken. But history is repeating itself. A gang war that had started before my parents' time. Kids getting beaten up on the way to school. Drugs. Guns. Inherited hatred. The crack epidemic. Almost being thrown over the Spring Garden Bridge by a group of thugs, heart beating out of my chest. Hearing shots and wondering, who is it this time? Who's next? When I was young, I had parents and grandparents who said, you can be whatever you want to be. My dad was very creative, and my mom was a police officer. I knew I'd be successful. I was shy and kept to myself, but I believed 100% that I could be whatever I wanted to be. I thought I'd be something great, no limits. I was dreaming big. I never wanted to be a police officer, but I always wanted to give back. My uncle was a Catholic bishop who had his own congregation. At age 7, my two cousins and I were altar boys there, and I took Christianity seriously. I learned that Christ watched over me and blessed me. I had a father figure, my mother, aunt, my uncle, all of whom supported me and believed in me, and a religious background that grounded me. My friends in the neighborhood didn't have what I had. Their mothers or fathers weren't around. They were raised by grandparents, and they'd stay out till all hours of the morning. They didn't have as many creative opportunities as I had, and they were living with a lot of stressors. A lot of them ended up in a gang war, killing people or getting shot themselves. I had a best friend. We used to rap, stay at each other's houses playing video games. But when he got older, he was influenced by the wrong people. He joined a gang that was known for killing and throwing people over the bridge. He ended up spending 12 years in federal prison. A few years ago, he came home. My mom arranged a meeting between us. Before we said goodbye, I said to him, "Don't do anything stupid." But soon after, he ended up getting shot, and he's in a wheelchair now. When I look back, most of my friends are dead or in jail. When I was 16, my family moved from Mantua to the Northeast. It was the first time I was around white people. My neighborhood in Mantua was mostly black and poor. Most of us didn't understand or know people other than ourselves. One windy November day, I grabbed my ball and went to check out the basketball court. Crossing the field, I saw a white man with a stocking over his face. His hands were in his coat. He was walking fast towards me. I sensed something wasn't right, and I froze. He started running for me, and I threw the basketball at him and jumped to the other side of the fence. He threw bottles, but they all hit the wall. That man made me hate white people. I yearned to do something meaningful with my life. At that time, I didn't have anyone teach me about how to go to college. But I got accepted to City Air, an AmeriCorps program for civic engagement, and I got a stipend for working with kids in schools. We trained in small groups with people from all over the world. It was a culture shock, and it broke down my racism. It taught me diversity and brought me back to who I was. City Year saved me. Knowing that there weren't too many African-American males teaching kids, I went on a quest to become a teacher. I began an internship at Congreso and interned with Hispanic kids, and then later worked at the Penn Children's Center with infants to pre-K. It was cool. I began going to community college. It was then that I started to inquire about becoming a police officer. It was a good, stable job, and I had memories of my mother coming home every night in uniform. If she could do it, I could do it. I didn't like conflict, and I always was trying to keep the peace. I was accepted in 2004. Now, I'm a trained observer, a peacemaker, a guardian in uniform. 24/7, I notice everything. I sit facing exits. I sense the mood of the street. In theaters, I sit in the last row. I don't like chaos around me or confined spaces. I can never turn it off. Everyone's safety depends on it. I see his hands, the bulge in his pocket. I see his eyes moving back and forth. He looks a bit hyped up. I watch his hands. Adrenaline courses through me. I quickly notice who else is on the street. Where are his feet pointing? What are his escape routes? What might go down? I keep breathing, keeping cool but ready. Later, depending on what happened, when I'm back home and have taken off the uniform, the memories, sounds, and smells that got pushed way down inside come out. They never go away. I hear a shot. Who was it this time? Who's next? Some cops are afraid of Mantua. They might have grown up in the suburbs and don't understand a lower class community. I try to help them relate to the neighborhood I grew up in. I know what it's like to lose friends. Sometimes I am afraid, but I never show it. It could jeopardize everyone's safety. There's no time for fear until afterwards. But I'm not afraid in Mantua. I'm more relaxed here. It's home to me. I know coming with this job, I get a lot of authority and power. I haven't let it change who I am. It humbles me. It comes with the weight of integrity. It's becoming more difficult to do our jobs. I can lock someone up for a shooting, and the next week, he's back out on the street. Nothing is in place to save people. Victims aren't cared for in the city. What's being done to stop them from being victims? It's demoralizing and an assault on police. It's an assault on our communities. What about those people being robbed and beaten up? Who's caring for them? I've always yearned to do something meaningful with my life, to be a leader in my community and help our community heal. How can I help my people when some of them see me in uniform as the enemy? I come from here, and I'm always going to represent where I come from. Maybe I can stand and be a positive example. And I will always carry the weight of integrity. I think it's really important to shed some light on what it's like coming from Mantua, as well as being a police officer. I do feel as though I'm giving back to my community by sharing not only my experiences from growing up there, but also the difficulties in my job. And I actually think that this project will, in a sense, help bridge the gap between what I do for work and where I come from. I feel like, down to my bones, I'm Sean from Mantua. I'll always be that. And I think as I've grown, as I've become more of a man, my profession is just something that is an expression of who I am as a person. I've always wanted to help people. I think I can use my job to actually do those things, but my job actually comes with the weight of skepticism, curiosity, and judgment. The last few years with the major protests and the police shootings, being a police officer has been very difficult because in a way, I come from an underprivileged community. So coming from that and experiencing being judged all the time, it's like it's happening again because now I'm being criticized for the work that I do and we don't really have a voice. No one's going to allow us to speak because we're expected not to. We're expected to go out and do our jobs to the best of our ability. So it's been really difficult being lumped into a lot of wrong actions that have been caused by individuals that are associated with organizations. I've experienced many incidents where people were yelling at me, calling me derogatory names, throwing objects at me, watching other people get hit with objects, seeing cars lit on fire, buildings being lit on fire. I wish that people could really feel my desire to help people and to know my passion for wanting to be a true peacemaker. I wish they could feel that and know those emotions because that's the true essence of who I am as a person. It's not what I wear or how I look or who I work for. At the end of my police career, when I retire, I want to look back and I want to say that I gave my all in serving the community and keeping people safe and ensuring that there was safety and order. I am Sean. I am the peacemaker.
Addressing Community Trauma, Real Stories from the Bottom to the Top Project is produced by Mount Vernon Manor Community Development Corporation, the West Philadelphia Promise Zone, and the National Endowment for the Arts. Producer, Donna Griffin. Artistic Direction, Taya Sepinuk. Police and Trauma Consultant, Altavis Love Craighead. Music, Brian Caselli Jordan and Nimrod Speaks. Audio Engineering, Mike Moore at Lil Drummer Boy. Through storytelling, this project aims to highlight trauma as a public health issue ahead of encouraging participation in community-based emotional support programming to support healthier and safer neighborhoods. Special thanks to our police and community storytellers, Brian, Danielle, George, Rashid, Rakia, Chante, and Trey for courageously sharing their lived experiences.